Thank you for listening. So glad to have you along today. This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. I have a guest with me today that is so sweet. She's so precious. And she's able to talk about the things that their organization offer. And it's during a time of grief. It's not during a happy time, but it can be a time of growth and learning and compassion when you know what steps you need and things that you need during the grief process, when you're in the process of seeing someone that might be passing or just in those unstable times where someone's in a serious condition. So I'm talking with Bonnie Blackburn Penhollow. She's the director of communications for Stillwater Hospice. They are friends of STAR, and we want to just give you some hope today. Bonnie, thank you for your time. Give us an overview of what kind of services you offer.
Thank you for having me on. It's a joy to be able to talk about what is, for most people, a very sad subject. But what we provide at Stillwater Hospice is a sense of hope, even at the darkest times, because our values are to provide compassion, comfort, guidance, inclusivity, and stewardship. And so we try to provide a lot of guidance as your person goes through the dying process so that everybody knows what's coming and what to do. So that helps our families quite a bit. Every week we get letters from family members thanking us for the care that their loved one received. But our work does not finish when the patient passes. We also have the Peggy F. Murphy Community Grief Center.
I'd love to know a little more about that and how that works for the community. What's your grief center's purpose and how can people be a part of that?
Sure. Our grief center was built in 2015, and so we're celebrating 10 years this year, providing compassionate companioning for those who have lost a loved one due to death. And the neat thing about our grief center, it is a community grief center. It's not just for our families who have had hospice care on our service. In fact, 2 out of every 3 people that we see at the grief center are somebody from the community, which means they might have had a loved one die from a heart attack or an accident.
That's so good. What's one of the first things that you help people with, Bonnie, when they come to the grief center? Like, they feel out of sorts and they feel lost and they're hurt. How do you help them?
Well, we have 4 grief counselors, one of whom is based out of Warsaw in our Kosciuszko office. And 3 of them are here at the grief center every day. Usually what we do is we have an intake form on our website, which is stillwater-hospice.org. And there's a grief intake form that you can fill out to start inquiring about services.
Okay.
The other thing that we do is that we have a hearty band of volunteers who come in and help us send out bereavement letters to our families whose loved one died on service with us. So we send those out at 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, and 13 months. It doesn't matter how long ago the loss was. It could have been 30 years ago. But if you're still suffering from it, come on in and we'll help you out.
Okay? Bonnie, this is so beautiful and I know how important it is. And I've been a recipient of that because I've had the loss. Is there a cost involved coming to the grief center? I think people would want to know that.
Absolutely. No cost to the grieving person. This is a community gift. You just come in, you tell us what's going on, and we walk alongside you as you learn how to process life without your loved one.
Can you tell us your location? Where can we find you?
Sure. The Grief Center is located on the Stillwater Hospice campus, which is at the intersection of Homestead and Liberty Mills Road in southwest Fort Wayne, just a mile down from Homestead High School.
Yes. Is there a website? You talked about filling out a form, some information. What's your website?
Sure. It's stillwater-hospice.org.
Good. Thank you for that. Stillwater-hospice.org. Bonnie, I just want to say thank you and for all the work that you guys do. We appreciate it.
Thank you to the community for supporting us for 137 years. We appreciate it.
Everything you need to know is at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.